Well, thanks, Mark. So our lab also works on whiteflies, Bemisia tabaci in particular. And as you just heard, this is one of the world's most serious crop pests, and in particular is a very widespread invasive species. And one of the interesting characteristics of Bemisia is that it's characterized as being groups of biotypes. And these are morphologically indistinguishable genetic groups that differ in some biological, physiological, or genetic characteristics. And the two that we work with in our lab at Arizona are the B and the Q biotypes. The B biotype is believed to be native from northeastern Africa and came to the United States in the 1980s and quickly spread and displaced the indigenous A biotype in the United States. The second biotype we work with is the Q biotype, which is native to Spain and the Mediterranean and was first discovered in the United States in 2004 by Tim Dennehy at the University of Arizona. And the situation to date is that the Q biotype has only been found in greenhouses and in some cases in retail stores on poinsettia plants, but the B biotype is the only biotype currently present in field crops in the United States. So a lot of the questions in our research were involved in the whether or not the Q biotype is going to spread to the field and how competition with the B biotype could affect that. And we know from the literature and our own studies that reproductive interference is common among Bemisia biotypes. This is competition for mates. And we know that mating between biotypes is common, although across biotypes, many of them are reproductively incompatible. And this can have important implications because the whitefly is a haplodiploid species. And so, as shown here, when you have two individuals that are of the same biotype that are mating, those females will produce male and female offspring. In contrast, these courtships between biotypes, those females either will not become mated or they will produce only male offspring. So to test whether or not competition affects sex ratio between these biotypes, we set up an experiment depicted here where, if you can imagine, the black insects are individuals of the B biotype and these grayish ones are individuals of the Q. We took eight females that were virgin females and had never been exposed to males and put them in an arena of cotton plants and introduced eight males. And the males were either all of the same biotype of the female all the way to all of the opposite biotype of the female, with the hypothesis being that if there is reproductive interference negatively affecting females, that as you increase the proportion of males of the other type, that the proportion of female offspring should decrease. So this is showing the results of this experiment. And interestingly enough, we find in the black circles that B biotype females produce a roughly constant sex ratio when at least 50% of males in the environment are of the same biotype. Now, this is telling us that they have some resistance to reproductive interference competition and that females are able to maintain their sex ratio despite competition. At the same time, Q females, their sex ratio, shown here, declines linearly as competition increases. And you can also note that the sex ratio of Q females is always lower than B's. And as a side, we measured the sex ratio of mated females of both biotypes and found that they were equivalent. So all the differences that we observed here are due to their ability to respond to both inter and intra-biotype competition. So we wanted to really look into the mechanisms that could be driving these competition interactions. And we first focused on mating behavior. And we wanted to measure the frequency of key behavioral traits and see if these traits really explained those trends I showed in the last slide. So some of the factors that can affect whether or not copulation actually proceeds is whether or not individuals are mating within their same biotype or across biotypes. Do females reject the males in courtships? Is there interference from a secondary male? That usually has led to no copulations in our observations. And then if none of those happens, do the females actually accept copulation attempts from males? So we set up treatments where you have either two males and a female of the same biotype, so there's no interbiotype interference, or situations where the males are mixed biotype, where there is both interbiotype interference. And from this, the only significant thing that we found is that females of the B biotype actually accept more copulation attempts when there is competition. So they're either recognizing that the males are more rare, or they're recognizing competition from a second biotype, and they're becoming more efficient at mating. In contrast, the Q females have no variation in their mating behavior, and so they have no ability to respond to competition. Now, to determine whether or not these behaviors are really driving competition and fitness as measured in sex ratio, we incorporated these behavioral traits into a stochastic model that, based on these, each behavioral trait observed was a probability in the model. And so we can simulate the competitions in the conditions in the competition experiment and see if we can match the prediction, the observed values. And what we see here is, again, on the y-axis, the percentage of female offspring. The black circles are, again, the observed data, and the open circles are the expected data from the model. So what we see is, with the B females, we can predict precisely what happens, telling us that behavior really is driving these competitive interactions, and that plasticity in behavior allows them to maintain the same sex ratio when 50% or more of the males are of the same biotype. In contrast, again, we can predict the Q females. Their sex ratio declines linearly due to competition. So this plasticity in mating behavior really increases the ability of B females to mate when suitable males become rare, allowing them to maintain a constant sex ratio despite competition, whereas the invariant mating behavior of Q females causes their sex ratio to decline due to competition. So to take it one step further, we wanted to expand this model to say, can we use behavior to predict competitive exclusion among these different whitefly biotypes? So we expanded the model instead of just simulating over a period of days like the competition experiment, but simulating over multiple generations, starting simulations with 50% of individuals of each biotype and incorporating some life history and these behavioral traits. And the three sets of treatments we simulated are competition between the B and Q biotypes based on our data, the B and AN, and the B and ZHJ1 biotypes. And the AN and ZHJ1 biotypes are from Australia and China. And other groups have worked on these and shown the same behavioral plasticity and shown that these biotypes are also being displaced by the B. So these simulations are showing the results. The black bar are where we simulated no differences in life history or behavior traits between biotypes. And what you would expect is, by chance alone, about 50% of the time you'll get displacement by the B biotype, which is what we observed. The gray bar are where we have behavioral traits are the same between the biotypes, but developmental time differs. And this is a significantly different life history trait between biotypes. But you can see, even when you incorporate variation in developmental time, it doesn't really affect displacement. The white bar is where life history traits are the same between the biotypes, but we allow B females to exhibit this plastic behavior. And when that happens, you see that displacement occurs in 100% of the simulations. Now, this is really telling us that behavior is a significant factor in this system, and more so than some key life history traits, at being able to drive competitive exclusion between these biotypes. So it's really a powerful link in this system between this behavioral plasticity and competitive exclusion. We want to take this further and try and predict competitive exclusion in population cages and the field. And this is work that's well underway, and we have some results, but obviously I can't get to them now. And finally, just as a plug, I guess, we think in general that behavior should be incorporated more fully into models of invasion and competition, because it is really a powerful force in this system, and we believe others, of being able to determine the relationship between invasive species and closely related natives. And with that, I'd like to just thank my co-authors, Mike and Eve, and other collaborators. And do we have any time for questions?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.